Time now for another Left of Lansing Friday Short for this April 12th of 2024. The Michigan State Board of Education passed a resolution this week demanding that charter schools be under the same kinds of rules as their public school counterparts. I'm seeing some calling this move shocking, but it's just a resolution asking for common sense to finally take over when it comes to the free reign that charter schools have enjoyed for a long time here in the state. It's also asking for accountability, since charter schools are held to very little oversight, which is the shocking part, in my opinion, since it's our tax dollars that go to these charter schools. And I thought accountability was always a big thing when it came to the right wing. Now, this is just a resolution by the Board of Education. It carries no weight, legislatively speaking. The resolution is calling on the Democratic majority in Lansing to pass laws demanding transparency when it comes to the finances of these charter schools. And the Democratic majority should take up the issue sooner rather than later. It's an urgent matter that should have been addressed years ago. The resolution is asking the state legislature to place charter schools under the purview of the Michigan Department of Education and to make charter schools abide by the Open Meetings Act and the Freedom of Information Act, which public schools have to go through. And one of the Board of Education members, Mitchell Robinson, who's a music professor at Michigan State University, introduced the resolution saying, "Charter schools are technically public schools, so they should be expected to follow regulations regarding transparency, as all publicly funded schools are." Dr. Robinson is also calling for the phasing out of for-profit charter schools, telling Michigan Advance that the original intent of charter schools in Michigan has now largely been lost to predatory for-profit management organizations. Ain't that the truth? Now, charter schools, which are also called public school academies, receive public money and is under the eye of the public authorizing bodies such as university, community college, or local public school districts. Now, where charter schools differ from public schools is that charter schools have their own school boards, whereas public school boards are elected by the voters, thereby giving more transparency and power to the voters of a local community. And there's the problem, and it's something that many so-called school choicers don't want you knowing about. Charter schools are not beholden to us. In fact, they're not beholden to anyone. Hell, 10 years ago, the Detroit Free Press ran a huge investigative story on how Michigan taxpayers spend $1 billion on charter schools, but there's little to no oversight on what's happening with that $1 billion. That Free Press story back in 2014 found the following when it comes to charter schools. Quote, "Wasteful spending and double dipping. Board members, school founders, and employees steering lucrative deals to themselves or insiders. Schools allowed to operate for years despite poor academic records. No state standards for who operates charter schools or how to oversee them. And on top of that, a large number of charter schools run by for-profit companies rake in all this taxpayer money but refuse to detail how they spend it." Now, why won't school choicers, whose ultimate goal is to defund public schools, why won't they want to be held accountable by the public? I mean, it only seems fair, right? Especially since a national report card ranking charter school student performance in math and reading revealed that Michigan's charters are failing, ranking third worst in the nation. I'll say that one more time, ranking third worst in the nation. We should demand greater transparency and oversight at all charter schools and indeed phase out for-profit charters. If these charter schools are indeed such a huge success, then let's all play by the same rules. Ah, but they don't want to play by the same rules. School choicers are fine when charters quickly close their doors, pack up and leave, taking all of our money and leaving students behind. They're fine with that, just as long as the end goal is achieved, defunding public schools. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is my email address. Subscribe and give it a 5-star review. Don't forget to visit and subscribe to LeftofLansing.com. And check out this week's episode on corporate subsidies. Take the battle to them.